Hello, hello, and as always, thank you so much for tuning in to my blog and taking your time to listen. So thank you. So this month, I am giving tips on dealing with being unemployed. So remember, I'm not a therapist, but sharing thoughts from all of you guys who share your thoughts with me. So thank you. So first of all, we have unemployment and being unemployed. They're pretty much similar, you know, they kind of have the same meaning, but let me break it down. Unemployment is without a job and a situation where a person is actively searching for employment but cannot find work. And then the unemployed worker is actively seeking employment and is unable to find work. So somewhat the same. So we have people in different age groups being unemployed. You have the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s, which all have unique challenges. So let's start off with the 30s. So in your 30s, this age group, about 40% are home buyers and may or may not have families. And in this working group, in your 30s, you're learning to build your skills and establish your experience so you can have a brighter future. So becoming unemployed is a setback for the career and financial development. But here's something for the 30s. Keeping a positive attitude, being patient, believing, and knowing incredible opportunities are ahead. And remember, age is on your side. So now when you're in your 40s and unemployed, this age group, about 50% are home buyers and have families who are preparing their children for colleges or trade schools. And in this age group here, in your 40s, you've already developed your work experience. You've established your career and you have a great pay scale. And then the disappointment in your 40s to start over financially or to develop a new work career is kind of frightening. It's difficult to believe, to see the opportunities in front, but it's possible. And then in your 50s, with this age group may need help finding new employment opportunities. Why? Because of ageism, the bias in the job market. And then in the 50s, the competition has increased since the 30s or 40s. New skills may be required, possibly going back to school to take classes in order to find employment. And then you may have a lower pay rate. Changes to pay the mortgage and retirement, those things have changed, but it's still possible to move forward. And then in your 60s, in this age group, is being reviewed in no job, and you know, in the job market. In your 60s, you know, people being reviewed as having less energy, being less productive than the younger person, and lacking the computer skills. So that loss of self-esteem, goes way down to search for employment. But again, if you stay positive, you can move forward. So it is stressful and challenging to accept in any of these age groups the new livelihood. Being unemployed throws us off balance and places us in a particular position of worry and fear. It just increases that anxiety. And the change, of course, is disappointing and painful, making us wonder if we are good enough. And what do we need to do to take the next steps? Okay, first, accepting trying, do the best we can. Accepting our new livelihood is a challenge and we begin to have doubt, but be true to yourself and acknowledge your emotional state. Work diligently to move from the denial state. Attempt not to place blame on anyone, including self. Because you know we can do that. We'll place the blame on something was wrong with that person, this person, it wasn't my fault. Just get out the blame. Get out the blame. Just get away from it. Have moments reflecting on ways to grow and learn. And review daily positive quotes. Many of us, sometimes when we're going through a very challenging, stressful situations, what do? We turn to alcohol, which is a depressant, or drugs in order to mask the disappointment we are experiencing. But we have to be careful to not allow defeat. Do not allow defeat to lead and take control. So how do we do this? Again, pay attention to the mental state by asking what feelings are triggering the use of the drugs or the picking up the bottle to drink. Is it the financial stress of being unable to care for the family or put food on the table? Is it the social status that we no longer have this great job? Is it loneliness? Is it the frustration of searching for employment daily, landing an interview, going to the next interview phase, and learning another candidate was chosen? Yes, that is disappointing, but you have to accept maybe that wasn't the right one for me. Not maybe, it wasn't, because you were not in that position to get that job. We should not accept the emotional ups and downs we are experiencing as personal, even though it may feel as such. If we focus too long on the negative, the disappointments become more significant and weakness slip in. That weakness come on in and say, all right, let's go have some drinks. Let's go take some drugs, or let's do both. Because all that's going to do is mask the feeling. And when we step out of that state, when we wake up from it, guess what? The same disappointments, the same challenges, the same energy that must be given to keep moving forward, to keep going, is there. So you have to develop that energy strength, okay? And again, do not accept that emotions ups and down. Know and accept nothing, as I've said in previous blogs, nothing, absolutely nothing lasts forever, despite the challenges. Unless you believe they are lasting forever by continuing speaking it out aloud. So don't speak that negative stuff out aloud. Don't even speak it inside to yourself. Always say, I got this. I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep going. And something is going to show up in my universe. My perfect opportunity is here. I can feel it. I know it. So you have to feel those things. You have to feel that energy in order to get it. You know, a few people to search just on how they lost their jobs and they are very successful today. We all are familiar with Steve Jobs. But how many of us know Walt Disney's story? I encourage you to look up Walt Disney's story. It is the best. And also check out Ellen DeGeneres and Tamara Hall. Look at Tamara Hall today. She was fired. So check her out. So being unemployed for extended period of time does not mean defeat. And working on keeping a healthy mind contributes to releasing that negative energy. So mind healthy, negative energy goes out the door, goes out the window. We are not accepting that negative energy here. Bam. So life experiences, stresses, lack of sleep, and the nutrients we put into the body all contributes to the mental health. And again, try not to speak negative thoughts aloud. For example, telling your friends, calling them up, I can't find a job. No one is calling me. Oh my gosh, it's so tough out here. Get rid of those words. Do not speak that aloud. Because when you speak it aloud, it's going to stay right in front of you. Yes, take it out. Put what you want in front of you, in front of you, like that best career opportunity. Move forward. Moving forward requires changes to the energy flow. You know, get going. As I always say, move, walk, run, swim, cycle, do something to flow that energy. And smile when we're feeling down. Now, I want to give you an example. I am speaking with you now. If I put a smile on my face, watch how my energy change. I am smiling now, and I absolutely know everything is going to work itself out. I know it. Now, that's with a smile on my face. Now, I'm going to say the same thing without the smile, and you are going to notice a difference. I absolutely know everything is going to work itself out. You see that difference in that energy when you smile? So throw a smile on that face and keep it moving. Remember, self-work, paying attention to developing and accepting the true self, that's highly, highly important. Exercise. Try not to sleep too much. Instead of sleeping, go out and find some activities. I know this is challenging, but get a part-time job. Just think, it's not going to last forever, and it'll change that mindset, because we have to rearrange the habits and work on being patient. If you don't work on rearranging the habits, you're going to stay where you are. And in this blog, as you know, we don't believe in staying nowhere negative. We believe in keeping it moving, and that's where you're going. So again, send me your thoughts. Let me know what you thought about this blog. And as always, I am here and listening. And please, thank you for tuning in. Bye.